1 year ago, Lebanon witnessed the release of 5 Lebanese detainees in return for the bodies of 2 Israeli soldiers captured in 2006. One of the released Lebanese detainees, Samir Kundar, had been held in Israeli jails for nearly 3 decades. Here's more.
After 29 years of captivity, Samir Kundar finally stepped on Lebanese soil on July the 16th, 2008, along with 4 other detainees who were captured during the 2006 summer war. The release was part of a prisoner swap that saw these 5 detainees, along with hundreds of bodies of Arab martyrs, being exchanged for the bodies of 2 dead Israeli soldiers. Now, after 1 year of freedom, Samir, who was labeled as the dean of detainees, feels that the swap capitalized the victory of Lebanon in the July war.
My freedom is a completion of the victory of the July war. Hezbollah specifically asks for Lebanese prisoners and martyrs in exchange for the captured Israeli soldiers.
Hezbollah's leadership had always stressed the liberation of the Lebanese detainees and the bodies of the martyrs as one of its priorities. The freedom of the detainees, who were welcomed as heroes, was celebrated as a historical day. Samir Kundar and the other freed Lebanese detainees were greeted right here at Beirut International Airport by Lebanon's leaders, who had only 2 months earlier signed a historical reconciliatory agreement in Doha. July the 16th, 2008 was going to be another historical day for Lebanon that would have its positive effect on Hezbollah's popularity among Lebanese and in the entire Arab world. Kundar, who fought with the Palestinian Liberation Front back in the 1970s, was arrested for participating in a military operation against Israel and given 4 life sentences in 1980. Now he says that the resistance would live up to its promise and force a prisoner swap that would prove Hezbollah's stance towards retrieving all human souls left in Israeli hands.
The resistance has always lived up to its values, which put the human soul as a priority. All sacrifices in the July war were to emphasize the value of human beings and their pride.
According to military analysts, the swap, which would have its own repercussions across the Arab world, is regarded as a strategic blow to Israel.
The prisoner swap shows the nature of the conflict. It was a battle of wills. The resistance was able to force the Israelis to accept an exchange after the July war, which cost the Israelis very dearly. If the Israelis had accepted an exchange in July of 2006, the fallout would have been minimal to them.
In Lebanon, the prisoner swap of July 16, 2008 is considered as another victory for Hezbollah against Israel, after it was able to confront the Israeli army during the 34-day war of July 2006. The results of the war were described as a victory for Hezbollah and led to the resignation of high-ranking Israeli officials, including the defense minister and the Joint Chief of Staff.